Ayin starts with a very famous pasuk. Toiv shem mishem en toiv, v'yoyim amoves miyem yivoldoi. So Chazal tell us what's a shem. Shem toiv is what people call you. Chazal tells us people have different shemos, different names. The name that they get before he's created. There's the name shekol loyav v'imoi. And then there's the name Shekona La'atzmai, the name that he acquired for himself, what he earned, the name that he earned. So that's better than Shemen Toiv. Obviously, we're talking about Ruchni is the Kazakh. Shemen doesn't stop means it means something. Chazal telling us something here. When Chazal say, Shemen She'oile, so Chazal say over in the Medrash Rabbe, it's better than the Shemen Oile. If Yosef Oimer, Shemen HaMishcho, it's better than the Shemen HaMishcho. Obviously, something's buried in these words of Chazal. So I think Pekitzel, there's a lot to be marach, but Pekitzel, without going too far, we know that Taka, when they anoint a Melech, they anoint him with Shemen. Right? When they anoint a Kohen Gadol, they anoint him with Shemen. Shemen is mesamel something very special. What is a shame? How is a shame parallel to that? It seems there's such a thing called a shame. Shame has a certain mila. It almost sounds like it's either or. It's either you have shemen, why can't you have both? Why can't you be, whatever shemen toiv is mesamel, why can't you have the mila of shemen toiv? And you can have a shame toiv. For haraya, Chazal telling us here, it's the shemen hamishcha, she'oile, no. Aaron HaKoyin, L'chore, had a Shem Tov. Aaron HaKoyin had Shemen, he had Shemen HaMishcha. He was a Kohen Gadol. And he had a Mile of a Shem Tov. It's not a stira, not exclusive of each other. So obviously Chazal telling us there's a certain midah of Shemen and that could be acquired that way. And there's another midah called Shem Tov. And they're not together. It's two different things. And it's either this one or that one. That's the mashmoyis of Chazal. You have to know why. It's not clear why. That's the mashmois. So I think Rabbi said a pshat could be is like this. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that the Al-Shech HaKadosh makes a very big asik out of. The Mishnah talks about crowns. The Mishnah says that there's shloisha ksorim. Kesa toiro, kesa kuhuna, kesa malchus. And then the Mishnah goes and makes the following statement. And then there's Keser Shem Tov, which is what Shlomo HaMelech is talking about over here. Shem Tov. The Keser Shem Tov, Oila Al Gabehem. It's the best crown. Simply the way you read it means, that's even higher than the three crowns. In fact, Al Shech HaKodesh, Arba Ksorim Hem. The Mishnah should say, there's four crowns. And he could say, Keser Shem Tov, Keser Kohuna, Keser Malch, Keser Tera. And this is Oile, Keser Shem Tov is the best one. But that's not what Chazal tells. Chazal tells us, Shloisha Ksorim. There's three crowns. And then there's this super duper crown, which is Oile Al Gabei. What's the pshat in them? How do you understand it? I'll tell you one other vart, which is a good to think about. We go into Shabbos Sliches, last Shabbos before Shoshanah. So the following week we're going to read Shabbos Shuva, right? The Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva. I still remember the Menal Shlita came to my shul, Shabbos Shuva, the first week. Some of the Menal remembers. The first week you were in the neighborhood, you walked to my shul, and you remember who you walked with Binyamin. And I'll even tell you the question he asked me after the... I spoke about the Haftarah, obviously, was Shabbos Shuvah. So I spoke about the Haftarah that week. And the Haftarah that week starts off, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Right? Ki choshalto b'avaynecha. And then it says, Kru imochem devorim v'shuvu el Hashem. So the question is, the question I asked then, and the question I'm asking you today, is what all the Mefarshim ask. It starts off Peloshin Yachid. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekech. You, as an individual, you return. Doesn't say Shuvu. It says Shuva. Then all of a sudden it goes to Loshin Rabbim. Kuhi Machem Devorim. B'Shuvu L'Hashem. What's the Sheikhs? Why is it Loshin Rabbim? So I brought down a Moiratik Gedank that I tied into a Yisoid from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov is aiming on another question. The Baal Shem Tov is aiming on the pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about our averus after we do tshuva. After we do tshuva, the Rabban Hashem says that im yiyu chato'echem kashonim kashel legalbino. Right? Im yadimu katoilo katzemer yiyu. Right? Does the word sound familiar? Im yiyu chato'echem kashonim, if your averus will be like red, like red wool, like a dyed red, so it will become kashel yalbin, it will turn white, snow white. Im yadimu katoilo, if it will be as red as the toilo, toilo is the worm that they make the dye from, the red dye. If it will be as red as the toilo, l'chayr is the same color, because the shani gets its color from the toilo, the same color, red. Im yadimu katoilo, katzemer yiyu. It's going to be like wool. Obviously, wool is not as bright as snow. It's light, but it's not bright. So the Baal Shem says a gevaldige gedank. Baal Shem says that when a person does a chet, there's really two things you have to think about. One is your avera, what you did. And one is how you mashpia other people. What effect did it have on other people? Your chet, you do tshuva, gevaldik, you fixed it. Gevaldik, mokom shabali tshuva, and then tzadik mumichem lamed. But then what about the people that got impacted? That's a whole different story. That's also your chet. You have to worry about that also. Zok to Baal Shem, what's the difference between a shani and a toila? Shani is a piece of red wool. We just learned about it in Bekis. If you give your wool to the dyer to dye it, right? And I said somewhere in Lotzev, we just had that in the Bekis. You could take that red garment and you could put it wherever you want. It's not making anything else red. It's dry. It's just it is what it is. It's red, right? Zok to Baal Shem, im yuchatoeichem kashonim. If a person's avera was like red, but it didn't impact other people, and you do tshuva, kashel galbino, you're clean, you're snow white. But im yadimu katoila. But if the chet was a dye makes other things, flecked up andere zachen, then already it's not white yet. You have other things to worry about. So what I said in the after was, it says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekech. But what does it say over there? Ki choshalto b'avoynecha. Choshalto doesn't say nichshalto. Choshalto. Choshalto b'avoynecha could also mean kishalto. You made other people stumble. So you have to do tshuva. But your tshuva, you have to realize it's also ki kishalto b'avoynecha. You made other people nichshal. And memela, you have to bring the people back. The Loshon Rabbim, the Choshalto, those that Kishalto, the people that you took down, you have to bring them back too. That's why that goes to the Loshon Rabbim. So Rabbi, you came over to me afterwards with your son, and we were talking about whether Choshalto is Alpidikto could be used. I don't know if it's bringing back now. It's a lot of years ago. It's my Mr. First year. It's a long time. But that was the, we were handling with, Koshalta could mean both ways, but it could also be Nichlal, Nichshal, Kishalta. You made others. That's what we were handling with. After the, anyway, so that's the Vort. But the emesis, that the Eibishter gives a special siyata d'shmaya, somebody that impacts other people, just like if you impact somebody negatively, it's your problem. If you impact somebody positively, you get tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Chutz miderech hatev. When I was maspid, Rabbi Avadia Yosef Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, this was after he was nifted, they had a big yard site the first year. They had a big yard site in Flatbush, in Mikdash Dov, one of these, the Sfaradi shul there. And I spoke together, Rabbi Herschel Shechter spoke, we both spoke on the, it was mamish the first yard site of Rabbi Avadia Yosef. So I said over that Rabbi Avadia Yosef, I never understood till I heard from Rav Albaz how Rabbi Avadia Yosef was zeicher to be who he was. So I never understood. Rav Avadia Yosef didn't. I knew a lot of people had good memories. I knew a lot of people that know a lot of Torah. Right? But Rav Avadia Yosef was a walking kol haTorah kula. Not just the, you know, conventional svarim. All svarim. Right? You look at a tshuva, the Abi Yema, I get people coming over me, sometimes they ask me, how do you pronounce that tshuva sefer? Forget what it says in it. Apasakte da'anye, konadito daliki. What's it does? Sholinki, golinki. So you can't even pronounce the sefer that he's quoting, and he knows the whole sefer Bampe. And he wrote Yabia Emel before they have today all the chachkalach. You know, he wrote Yabia Emel because it was all altsivendo. And I was bewildered. Because the only way to explain it, he didn't have time to chazer everything. The things he quotes, Shas Amam Shulchan Aruch. Memela. That's great, by the way. You should make a lot of people like that. Shas Amam Shulchan Aruch, right? But it's not Shas Amam Shulchan Aruch. It's every single book that he ever looked at. As I think a book. He's talking in Hilchos Tefillah and he's quoting a paperback from the Telzer Rosh Hashivas, which I remember because I'm old enough to remember. They used to have the Telzer Rosh Hashivas. It wasn't yet a sefer. They had a Talmud who had notes, and it was like staple, like one of those paperback, you know, not even paperback, like a because a yeshiva shemaisa. He has a tshuva on Hilchos Tefillah, and he quotes, and I saw that one of the Rosh Hashivas in Telz, in the Kovitz from Tov Shin Lamed Aleph, he says the svar. What? Rav Alba said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Avadia Yosef said, I never, miyom omdi al daiti, from when I was, you know, omid and learning, I never learned something without thinking, I'm going to give this over to the tzibur. I never learned for myself. Either I'll do it through a shir, or I'll write on it, I'll write a sefer, or I'm going to give, whatever I'm learning, I'm giving over. I said, oh, now I get it. He's not a yochid. It's a tzibur. He had the schus tzibur every time he opened up a gemara, because he never learned for himself. Mamele, he was what he was. He never learned for himself. Das is given. So lemaisa, you get unbelievable siyata d'shmaya when you do for others. When you're, it's a whole different idea. There's really two ways to protect yourself. One way to protect yourself, you have to work hard. If you see something bad, you have to separate from it. And then you need a lot of vaccination. You need to be vaccinated so you don't get infected. There's another way to be protected. The Chassam Sefer brings it down from his Rebbe of Nassan Adler. And that is if you work for the tzibur. If you work for other people, if you try to be mashpi on other people, then Hashem gives you siyata d'shmaya. He gives you protection. If you're there, if your intent is to, then you don't have to be separated. If your intent is to influence, then you get protected. So there's two means of protection I want to tell you. There's shemen. Shemen, Chazal tell us the greatness of shemen, it doesn't mix into other things. It doesn't mix. You put oil, it floats to the top. Shemen oiler. Shemen goes to the top. It doesn't get influenced. So that's one way. That we'll call that a vaccination. That's shemen. And then this Shem Tov, Chazal tells us, somebody who's mashpi on other people. Shem Tov means your effect on other people. Shekon Adam Latz means your impact on other people. the protection of Shem Tov is better than the protection of Shemen. Shemen means you make walls around you. You make walls. It's also a mahalach. It's not that it doesn't work. It's a mahalach. But if somebody impacts other people, he's Shem Tov. He has effect on other people. That's oila. The emes is, in all of the madregas of ruchnius that a person has, there's what he could do for himself, and there's what he could do for others. The Shem Tov implies of your impact on the world around you. The Keser Shem Tov is on each crown. It's not a separate crown. Keser Kohuna, what roshim do you have on others? The Keser Shem Tov is on top of the Keser Kohuna. You have a Keser Torah, Gevaldik. On top, on the Keser Torah, is the Keser Shem Tov, how much you use it to influence others. That's why it's not called Arba Ksarim Hain. Because this Keser Shem Tov is connected to all the other Ksarim. It's Oil Al Gabayim, each other crown. The value of each other crown is how much you use those Kinyonim to impact other people. Okay. Chapa Bissel Dalad Minim.